Well, I get the pleasure of introducing our guest speaker, and I just wanted to share a little bit of background here. Rabbi Igor has been visiting us maybe two or three times over the past 5 years or so, so you are familiar with him. But most of you who've been here when he's been here know that he has a ministry of going out into the streets, and he usually shows us slides of him at different places of public gathering and witnessing to people, handing out tracts, talking to them about the Lord. And so this has been something that I've observed as he's spoken two or three times. And each time it's kind of gone in, it's like, oh yeah, someday, Lord, we'll have time for that. And then all of a sudden this spring, we decided to make time for it. And so we had the Way of the Master group meeting. And then when it was over, we took people out into the streets, and specifically to where a lot of people were gathering, and we began sharing the good news with people. And so I don't know if you see the connection here, but as when I saw Rabbi Igor today, I said, you know, you are really the source. You are the inspiration that has caused us to finally start going out. So I'm just thankful for his previous visits, and you're going to be inspired again by him sharing about what the Lord is calling him to do out on the street. So come on up, Pastor Igor, and let's give him a big welcome. The other interesting inspiration is, as he will tell you, Pastor Igor is the son of a Jewish mother and a Muslim father. So the whole stand that Judith was praying about and what we've been taking concerning what's going on with jihad and with the Islamic State, that's also been influenced by seeing somebody who understands all that so much. So let's pray. Father, we just thank you for Rabbi Igor here today, and we ask for your anointing. We also ask for ourselves, Father, that you'd open up our ears and our hearts to receive what he has to share with us. In Yeshua's name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Shabbat shalom v'chag sameach. Shana tova v'metuka. What a privilege to have to be with you again and worship God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob together. First of all, I want to thank our Lord Yeshua and thank you, Rabbi, and all congregation for the opportunity I have. And I believe it's always good to be in the house of the Lord, to come and praise our God and thank him for the hope of salvation we have in Yeshua, our Messiah. And even when we do not understand different things happens in our life, we still be blessed because we can trust in the Lord. Because we know that Lord is good and he continues to prepare us for his kingdom. And it's our privilege to continue to learn from the Word of God. And we are so blessed that we have this place which God chose where we could come as his congregation and worship and praise our God. And we know that he is coming soon to restore his kingdom on this earth. And also it's a great privilege for us to be a part of his great work on this earth, to be a part of his great work in Rochester, to share good news to the Jew first. But we know that Yeshua is only and only the way to be saved, both for the Jews and non-Jews. But again, it's always great blessings, it's always great joy when we share good news. Again, we cannot save people, but we can tell people about who can save them. We can tell people about Messiah of Israel. We cannot cover many things, but we know who can cover not just the many things, but all universal. And I believe every believer should have this desire in our hearts to wish to tell people, even with couple words, to tell people about the Messiah. Because again, Yeshua is only the way to be saved. And I don't want to judge people, but the scriptures very, very clearly says that without Yeshua, no hope. And we know that we created by image of the Lord. And Bible says that God so loved the world, he sent only his begotten Son that will be not perish, but have eternal life through him. And I know that not everyone may go because no time. Not everyone could become a missionary. But anyway, we go grocery stores, we go maybe sometimes Chinese buffet, we go McDonald's, we go Burger King's, right? Even when we have a 1 minute, remember. We could tell people about Yeshua, even with a couple words. Remind people, even when we pay our toll roads. I used toll roads because I'm traveling a lot. To tell people there who work there, even with couple seconds I have, to tell people about Yeshua. Again, I cannot save, but I can tell, I can share, and I can pray. I am not responsible of their salvation, but I am responsible truly telling them or sharing to them about the Messiah. So I want that you'll be encouraged. Yes, we're busy, we don't have time, different things. But I want to do that you'll be encouraged. That even when you go to grocery store and buy bread, milk, or you buy sandwich, or you buy Starbucks coffee, cup of coffee, you know, I want to encourage you. Tell about Yeshua. Don't be ashamed. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid. Especially that we know maybe it's the last opportunity we have. We see what's going on in the world. Maybe less opportunity we have just to still to be faithful. This small thing, I believe, with a couple of words, but from all our hearts to tell people about the Savior. And we continue. If you don't know me, my name is Igor Bagarov. I'm with the Bethel Messianic Ministries, Russian-speaking Messianic congregation in Cleveland, Ohio. But most we do missionary work. We share gospel now in 10 states and in Canada, in a couple cities in Canada. Streets, parks, I already say Chinese buffet, malls. We preach a lot in the malls. I mean, like sharing gospel to workers there. And we distribute Bibles in different languages because we believe that only Word of God can bring people to salvation. But our main group is the Jewish people. Again, not because my mother was a Jew. I'm from Jewish Muslim family and I grew as a Muslim myself. But anyway, just because I am a believer. And it's what Bible says to the Jew first, not because Jews better, no better. But God chose Israel to bless all nations that we could become one in Him, in the Lord. And I believe it's a great privilege and blessings for us as the believers to bring the Word of God back to the Jew first. And God continues to bless us, even it's over our ministry. Because most people, they reject. But I want to encourage you. Don't put your head down. Remember life of our Lord Yeshua. He healed people. He raised people from the dead. He has demons. But people who even saw, they couldn't receive His word. A lot of them couldn't receive His word in their hearts. I cannot cast demons. I cannot do many, many things. You know, I can just share gospel and pray. But even people reject, I want to go and tell them about Yeshua. I remember that I saved only by mercy of the Lord. And God has enough mercies to save everyone whom He wants to save. And remember, a lot of people in Rochester don't know the Lord. English speaking, Russian speaking, Chinese speaking, or Jamaica speaking, or whatever. I don't know even if Jamaica language exists. I am sorry, I don't know. But anyway, we could share. They could share, but for example, if even not many, just the one soul, we need to go and share even to one soul. Because price for one soul is the blood of the Messiah. Even one is important for the Lord. So be encouraged. I am very glad to hear it. When Rabbi said that you started, praise the Lord. Continue. Continue. Look on the left, look on the right, and God will bless you. When we humble our hearts, it's very important. God will bless and will use and touch and bless the city. Bless, He will bless people that the Word of God could be spread among them and bring to salvation. So a couple testimonies and I'm going to start to preach. Even we met hundreds every month. Very hard ministry, but just a couple testimonies. But if you want to learn more about our work, by God's grace, we have what is new, that we opened YouTube channel. So we have a lot of videos in Hebrew. I used to live in Israel myself. We have videos reaching the rabbis, Orthodox Jews, Hasidic Jews in Hebrew. We have a lot of videos in Russian. We have a lot of videos in English, yes. So if you wish, take this flyer from me. Oh, I put it on the tables there, flyers, my YouTube channel on the back, the name of the YouTube channel. So if you wish, you may have it. If you wish to receive my letters on monthly basis, because every month I write a letters about the work, you could sign it. But if you wish, but please remember us in your prayers. And thank you so much for all your previous help, again, by prayers and by financial support, that we could continue and the share gospel. We could start from the first video, please. Again, as example, if God could use us, and He uses us, sure He can use you, because we're a very small ministry. This is a Billy Haim, ministry to homeless. We have this kind of ministry. So with some people, I went to downtown, which is the shared gospel. Look at a man just is passing. Who passing? Who already passed me. Now, he wasn't part of this homeless group we are witnessing to, but he's going to return. Because he heard name Jesus, and he's going to tell me that he heard that I preach about Jesus, and he wants to have a Holy Scriptures, and I'm going to give it to him. You see, he returned, and he accepted, praise God, the Word of God. Next video, please. This is the same city, Bellingham, Washington, close to Vancouver, Canada. This is another man I met, you know, and I stopped, and you know, you do not see him because this young lady with a bag on the back, she covers him. But anyway, the man was beaten very hardly. You know, all his face was damaged. Anyway, I start to witness, and he opened his heart. He wants to have a Holy Scriptures. Now look at the woman who is going to pass me. Next couple seconds, look at her. Just carefully. Now, we're very, very shocked when we find so many needy people in so small township of Bellingham, small city. But why I pointed this woman, because we need to remember one thing, that we are not better than people of this world. God saved us by mercy. We cannot become proud, but should be humble and reach them, because God again has enough power to save everyone He wants to save. Next video, please. This is another ministry we have. We publicly preach the gospel. Very short, with short messages, 5-7 minutes, based on stories from the Bible. And our target is to bring people to Yeshua, to Golgotha. It's our target. But we always have a conflict situations, because people don't like when we preach the Word of God. They don't like it. But again, people could come threatening me, throwing me something, spit on me, curse me, different things. But nobody comes with a gun, you know, to kill me. As today, so many of our brothers and sisters killed because they are Christians, because they are believers. And we need to wallow blessings by living in America, when we could go freely and now share gospel of the Messiah to people around us. But Seattle, great city, big city. It's a very a main area called the Westlake Center, but so many homosexual people there, so many Satanist people, they just went through it and praised the devil loud to enter with me, you know. And we who believe in Yeshua, the Lord, unfortunately, sometimes we are ashamed to tell people about Him. 6 minutes from the 6 minutes, please. One of the conflict I mentioned you're going to watch now, and I asked you, mute the sound, because the man using very bad words. So it's not appropriate, I believe, to hear it here in a congregation building. From the 6 minutes, the same video, please. Yeah, you see? Yeah, look it. He really became angry. He didn't like that I preached the word. So different situation could be, even with you, but don't be scared. God controls everything. You know,
But whatever could happen, you know, it doesn't mean that if I believe it's nothing going to happen, because God protects. But different things could be happened. But may Lord bless you, may Lord bless us to still be faithful to continue. Share good news. Thank you so much. And one more video with the Hasidic Jews in New York City. Just recently we preached the word there. It's from our YouTube channel. Yeah, you could sound, it's fine. It's going to be English, Hebrew, Russian, all together. But we reached Russian-speaking Jews there, Brighton Beach area. It was something, but watch the full videos through our website. We have maybe 4 or 5 videos from the Brooklyn, New York, it's just recently, you know. They tried to interrupt me, tried to not give me opportunity to share, but I told them, you know what? We are in America, you know. They can preach, but they don't allow just to come and I preach and just like enter with me, you know. And I reminded them, now I am putting Tulin. I had another problem with the other group of Hasidim, you see. They started to tell me that Rabbi Schneer's son was the Messiah. You know the Hasidim? You know, they don't want the Messiah. They know, they say that the Rabbi Schneer's son Messiah. But he didn't raise, so they believe they could maybe erase from the dead soon. I don't know, but it's very strange, a mystical group of Hasidic Jews. Like a Chabadnik, you know the Chabad people? Now, they became angry after when they put the Tulin and I did everything. I started to talk about Yeshua. So they became so angry, you know, that, no, they're telling me, no, Rabbi Schneer, son of the Messiah, putting his picture on my face, you know, like... Wow, you know, watch this video, you know, but it's okay, it's enough. Thank you so much. And just final testimony, good news, what happened in Philadelphia a couple months ago. Usually we are there twice in a year. In Philadelphia, almost 300,000 Russian-speaking Jews live. It's a huge community. But they have two big Jewish stores, like a grocery stores. And we use grocery stores by standing there and sharing gospel, offering Bibles. And we met not just the Jewish people. We met people from around the world, include a lot of Muslim people, you know, and God still blessed us a lot. And what happened? Within 3 days, we had an outreach. And on the last day, we want to go and preach in downtown Philadelphia. But by a technical issue, it didn't happen. And my friend invited me to very quiet areas that we could pray together, have a time together, sing together. And after that, he telling me, it's lunchtime. Let's go to Chinese buffet. We use the Chinese buffet to reach the Chinese after when we finish eating, you know. But I even couldn't know, imagine. You know, a lot of Russian-speaking people love Chinese buffet. But I had a T-shirt on me. It says, Jesus made me kosher, you know. So what happened when we entered, I thought we will share gospel to Chinese soon. But what happened when I entered Chinese buffet, first table, maybe 7 or 8 American elder Jewish people. They saw me and a sign. And 2 of them decided to speak with me. And they came to me and asked, why I have this kind of sign? I say, you know what? Because I believe that only Yeshua, Jesus, could cleanse us and wash us from all our sins. And we start to have a conversation and start to share to them. They return back to the table and I start to hear it. They start to have a discussion between themselves. Maybe I told them the truth. Maybe Jesus really is Messiah. Like Pharisees and Sadducees, you know. They had to have a discussion. And it's good, you know. It's good. After what happened, another table with Israelis, but Russian speaking, they celebrated birthday. And when I witnessed the first Jews who asked me about the sign, you know, I witnessed very loud because I talk about Jesus. I didn't talk about myself, but I talk about Yeshua, right? So I wanted that other people could hear it. You know, maybe they didn't like, I don't know, maybe they decided just to, they finished, but they decided just to leave it. And they left the buffet. But I saw they became angry and I decided to follow them. So outside, I came to them. I just say that, you know, I heard that they saw that they really didn't like, but I just wanted to tell our people first that he's our promised Messiah. And we as the Jews, we need him. You know, and God calmed them down. And most of them, praise God, accepted Messianic literature from me. I returned back to the buffet, and another American Jewish elder woman came to me and said, I heard it what you're saying, and I wanted accept Yeshua as my Lord. And there in buffet, she prayed. I have even a picture, but on my cell phone. But anyway, she prayed and accepted Yeshua. She came to me with her husband, but she accepted, prayed and accepted Yeshua as the Lord and Savior. And just finally what happened, another table with women from Asia. But one of them, a woman, she was wearing with a chain, with a Star of David. And you know, I just decided to ask her what kind of connections she may have with the Jewish people or with Israel, whatever. And when I asked her, she responded that she converted from Christianity to Rabbi Judaism, not Messianic Judaism, to Judaism. When I heard it, I was a little bit shocked, and I told her, you know what? God loves you. God still loves you, but it's an awful mistake you did it. But, I said, if you would really to know the Lord as a born-again believer, you never would convert from the Christianity, especially she wasn't Jewish, but from the Christianity to Judaism. That's why I'm going to pray for you, that you'll know the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua, to meet him personally, change your life and born again. And she didn't like and she left. You know, but her girlfriends came to me too, and you know what did they tell me? They say, oh, it's so good that you told her truth. It's so good. Somebody needs to tell her the truth, you know. And I was encouraged, you know. I really was a little confused that she left, you know. But anyway, we need to tell people the truth, even they didn't like. Even they do not like, we need to tell the truth and be faithful. God bless you. Thank you so much. Visit our YouTube channel. Let's preach the Word of God. I'm going to talk a little bit fast, because time, but may the Lord bless all of us. So next couple days, we're going to celebrate Yom Kippur, very, very important feast, important day, especially for the people of Israel. And we know that God said that only once in a year, a Kohen HaGadol, the high priest, should enter Holy Holies and work with the blood and receive forgiveness for him, for his family, but main idea about the holiday was about the forgiveness of nation of Israel. We do have a temple. And our Jewish people know that if not temple, it's impossible to bring the sacrifices, because only on a time of the tabernacle, Hamishkan and the temple, right, we could bring the sacrifices there. Even today, I heard that some Jewish groups, especially in the former Soviet Union, they try to bring the sacrifices at the places they live and work with the blood. Because they remember from the Torah, they must do it to receive forgiveness. Even rabbis teach this, so don't worry about it. Even if we don't have a temple, but you pray within 10 days. We have 10 days. Repent. Tasu tshuva. And no problem. Your name going to be written in the book of the life, right? Of the living, right? So, but they changed. They changed the word of Torah. We know that we have a Yeshua, and only his blood can wash us. We need his blood, but also we need to repent. Even when we are in him, unfortunately we failed. And you remember what God says in the First John, when we're going to confess our sins, he who is faithful and our righteousness, going to forgive us, and his blood going to cleanse us. So today I want to talk about the repentance. Even most of us, or maybe all of us, know the Lord and we are saved, but we know our life. It's very important to repent and very important to confess our sins. Very important. Even we have a Lord, it's important. And this, we have Him, we know. When we're going to do it, His blood going to wash us from all our sins. So I will talk today about repentance and its goal to change soul. Every time when we come to this place, we come with a purpose of humbling ourselves before God. In order to do this, we must acknowledge His mighty power and His acts in our life. And I'm not talking about His power in creating worlds, but about His work in your and my life. We know that God established His congregation on this earth. And as a part of His congregation, His one body, we have a privilege to worship Him. Let's open our Bibles. Let's read a couple verses from Matthew chapter 3, but we're going to read 12 verses from 1 to 12. In those days, Matthew 3, first 12 verses. In those days came John the Baptist, or Yohanan HaMatbel, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, "O generation of vipers, who had warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, 'We have Abraham to our father.' For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not for good fruit is hewn down and cast unto the fire. I indeed baptize you with the water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with the fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will truly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." This story is very interesting. We know that Israel had not had a prophet for about 400 years. During that period, Israel was under rule of several empires. And now it was under Rome. At the time was born Jesus of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord. And we know little about his life up to age 12. But before he was revealed to his chosen people Israel, another man appeared. His name was Yohanan HaMatbel, John the Baptist. And he preached in a very unusual place in Judean desert. Today many preachers rent stadiums for great sums of money. And I don't want to say it's not good. But people respond to call to repentance by lifting their hands. And I don't want to again say this is not good. But unfortunately, later you cannot find them in the congregations. Many try to preach in places where they can find many people. I don't say this is wrong. But I just want to compare John the Baptist, Yohanan HaMatbel, to, for example, Pharisees. They like to go to great cities, especially Jerusalem, gather groups of people and teach them their doctrines. Yohanan Hamadbel preached something different. He simply preached good news, the gospel. The essence of his sermon was very interesting. Repent, because kingdom of God is near. Why people listening to him? Because during their history, Jewish people were awaiting the kingdom. We know that Saul was the first king of Israel. Later, David made the kingdom strong by many wars. Solomon continued to rule over all Israel, but after him, kingdom was divided. And the Jewish people lived with an idea of restored kingdom of Israel. Now, when a man appeared who preached about kingdom, they went to listen to him. But instead of hearing about plan of restoring the kingdom, they heard words that shocked them to the depths of their souls. Repent. Let us carefully pay attention to this, because kingdom of God is near today. It is near to you and my soul. And the call of John the Baptist, Yohanan Hamadbel, is relevant today. What is repentance? We can call it change or revolution of the soul. It may happen in a room where we are one on one with a God, or it may happen in any other place. But it's very important that we experience the change, this revolution of our soul. You remember when Yeshua met Nicodemus, who was a head of synagogue. Nicodemus, teacher, head of synagogue, the teacher of Israel. But the Lord told me you must be born from the water and spirit, and only after that you could enter kingdom of heaven. And unfortunately, Nicodemus couldn't understand. It is our responsibility as the believers to disciple and to teach others. But every person must have that point in their life when this change of soul occurs. We need to remember day when our life changed, when a God placed it in us new heart, where he made his word alive in us, and we start to live differently. Different when he changed our mind. We call this born again for the Lord, the Messiah of Israel. And person must be able to tell about the time when the change happened. I want us today to understand what repentance means and to acknowledge our dependence on the Lord. Matthew wrote his gospel mainly for the Jewish people, for us. And there are many things that Jewish heart can understand. There was a custom of those ancient times when a king was about to visit one of his provinces, there were sent special people before him. They were caste heralds. They urged people to prepare roads before king's arrival. In our times, when one president is going to visit a president of another country, it's the same thing. They send first special people to prepare this the president's visit. Important men need to be met with special preparation. And this was a task of Yohanan Hamadbel. He prepared people to meet the Lord. He is considered to be the last prophet of the Old Testament, a Tanakh. Nothing is said about him working miracles. He proclaimed power and authority of the God of Israel. He said, the book of Isaiah, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. What is repentance? It's radical change of your way of thinking, your feelings, your will. It's not just a desire to do good. It is a willful decision that affects all person's life. It's total transformation of life. And Yohanan preached this, and many people came and listened to him. He preached to them to repent. What does it mean? First of all, it's to recognize your sinfulness. It's a very, very important. We're born sinning. We need to understand. You know, when we preach in the streets, especially when we met gay people, And when we're telling them that God loves you, they love to hear it. They love to hear it. But we continue, right? That's why, because God loves you, He commands to all of you, all of us, to repent and believe the good news. And they do not like hearing this. Yes, that's why the Messiah died. He paid the price for our sins. He took our sins and Himself died for us and rose for our sanctification. But we need to repent and change our life. It's not just a desire to do good. It is a willful decision that affects all person's life. It's total transformation of life. And again, Yohanan preached this. How do they say that first of all it's to recognize our sinfulness? We often want to come to God on our own conditions and values. But here Yohanan says that we must admit that we are sinners. We must do it in specific and not in general way. Don't just say we all are sinners, but say, I'm a sinner. I recognize my moral shortcomings. You remember in the Gospel of John in chapter 8 with the Jewish people who believed in Yeshua, they accepted Him. They came to Him and say, the Lord said to the Jews who believed in Him, if you continue in my word, you my disciples indeed. And they didn't like it. Why? Because they wanted to serve Him by their own thoughts. It cannot be work like this. We have to serve the Lord according to His holy word. Today, we lack these steps of repentance. We come to God full of ourselves. That's why we don't have blessing. Congregation is the place where people have to repent, to recognize their own unworthiness. That's why many stopped attending a congregation. They mean like different congregations. When repentance is not preached in any particular congregation, this congregation becomes more like a social club. So, dear friend, if you want to receive blessing, you must begin with recognizing your sin before God. Pharisees had high esteem of themselves. They were very proud. They were Jewish people, children of Abraham. They came to the Yohanan with their titles, national pride. But he said to them, no, you must first change your lives. Bear fruits worthy of repentance. Are we ready for this? Imagine if we would come to Yohanan. What would he say to us? Repentance also includes humbling of ourselves before God. And this is very important. When we repent, we recognize God as our Lord, who has authority over my life. Repentance includes death to pride and becoming obedient to the Lord. You remember the story of prodigal son? Very, very important story. God gave it to us. Today, a lot of churches preach a different gospel. I don't want to say that to have a good house, good salary, good vehicle, it's not blessings. Blessings too. But today, a lot of churches preach gospel as a gospel of health and of wealth. But the Lord never promised to us, if we're going to become a believer, we absolutely always going to have a big house, a lot of money, good vehicle. We could have different things in our life, right? But the most important, we have the Lord. Even when my car is broke, even maybe I don't have enough salary, maybe my health, I have some issues, I know that I have a Lord who can heal me and bless me too. But even I always going to have small house or whatever, I want to be thankful because I have a hope and salvation. Amen. Hope and salvation. And I have a Lord. And it means that if I have a Lord, I have a shalom. If you are poor or sick, it means that you are not a good believer. Some churches say this, but scriptures say that Yeshua Himself became poor for our sake. People may preach what they want, but Paul wrote about people who preached another gospel in very strong terms. Repentance is also a change of life. Transformed life begins from transformed mind. We have to learn to think differently. Let's begin from changing our thoughts, because how we think becomes visible through our acts. It is said about prodigal son that before his repentance, he came to his senses. And we have to do this us. Besides, that we must change our habits. There are good habits and bad habits. How can we check our habits? On the basis of the Word of God. It's good to do some sort of list of our habits and then check them against the Word of God. Then start to free ourselves from bad habits. It's not easy. But again, God has enough power to help us when he sees our hearts, the humble hearts. We must train ourselves to do good and reject evil. Apostle Paul, Rabbi Shaul, say that we have to replace bad habits with good. Start to say good words instead of bad. Forgive one another. Then comes change of our relationships with the people. We have to try to fix everything that was wrong in our relationships. Repentance is required from everyone. Repent and be baptized. Baptismo tuila is public testimony of our repentance and faith. There are so many people in a congregation, churches that never experienced transformation. They never acknowledged full depth of their sinfulness. They might understand that they are sinners, but they have never had deep repentance. Why should we repent? Because the kingdom of God is near. God is coming and we will have to encounter his authority. To have peace with God is impossible without repentance. There is one more question. How repentance should not look like? And I'm going to finish. When we read Matthew chapter 3, people came to John the Baptist, Yohanan HaMatbel, for many reasons. Some came with a superstitious fear. When somebody comes and asks to be baptized, we must first ask him for what reason. When John saw people that came to be baptized with wrong motives, he called them snakes, bird of vipers. We should not repent just formally, outwardly. Show result, fruit of repentance. And final thought, on the basis of our repentance, our future destiny will be decided. Those who truly repent will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Those who did not will be burned up. We have to decide our destiny today so that we will not be like straw which is burned up. This is a very serious, and may God bless us, especially when we're going to celebrate the Yom Kippur. We who are in Yeshua already, let's remember and investigate our hearts. Because if we are real believers, the two characteristics should be in us, faithfulness and holiness. It's a very important obedience, faithfulness and holiness that we could spread the light of the Messiah. And people can see it, and through this, we could prove it that the Yeshua is the Messiah of Israel, the Adonai, Yeshua HaMashiach. May Lord bless us. Happy holidays. And remember, the Yeshua is coming back soon. Amen. Shalom. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. We're going to pray. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father and our King, the God of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, we bless your holy name. And thank you, Lord, for this Shabbat, that you
kept us alive and brought to this place which you choose that we could worship you. We could praise you and thank you with all our hearts, especially for the hope of salvation we have and Yeshua our Mashiachin. Lord, I want to thank you so much for your faithfulness. I want to thank you, Lord, that you continue work in our hearts, that we could humble ourselves, that we could see you and your light, because only in your light we could see ourselves and our needs in you. But thank you, Lord, that you found us and made a part of your family, made a part of your congregation, Lord, that we could value the blessings we have in you, Lord, to proclaim your glory, especially through our personal life. And I'm so thankful that I could be again in Shema Israel congregation. And I ask you, Lord, bless them. I was so happy when I heard that, Lord, my brothers and sisters start to spread your word among many people. But I pray, Lord, that you continue bless them, that all of us could see and investigate ourselves. Lord, you gave us a lot of promises. Help us to remember. Do not afraid, but if we're going to sin, just come to you and confess. But help us by Holy Spirit that we could grow spiritually in you, that we would to be more, have more desire in our hearts to be more faithful and seek more to be holy, because you are holy. Bless Rabbi, Lord, bless the other leaders here, bless all congregation as one, and use them, that your name will be glorified in Rochester. Lord, bless our families, bless our children. Forgive today us for our sins. May your blood will cleanse us. And we're going to continue, Lord, awaiting upon you. And Lord, with this great day, when it's going to occur, when we'll be in your kingdom, where we know never going to cry again, when we never going to become sick again, when we're going to see you, sir, by our eyes, Lord, when we're going to be in your kingdom forever and ever. And we thank you again, Father, for Yeshua, your begotten Son, and our Lord and Savior. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen. Thank you.
Let's agree together for Rabbi Igor and his ministry. So, Father, thank you for Rabbi Igor being with us, and we pray for you to continue to give him strength, courage, and wisdom to go out into the streets as you've called him to do, and to be bearing much fruit amongst Jewish people, amongst Muslim people, amongst Russian people. You've given him the ability to reach all three, Lord God. Israeli people, because he speaks all three languages, four languages, Lord. So we pray that you would just empower him to continue and to bear fruit amongst them, Father. We also pray for the congregation, Father, that you would make it strong, make it grow, make it provide for him, Father, provide to reach out as a group, Lord, as a congregation, that they would follow his example, and that there would be an outreach there in their city that would be effective and fruitful. In Yeshua's awesome name. We pray also for his family, Father. We pray for his children and his wife, and that you just would be guiding them and drawing them to walk with you. Give them health, Father, in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much,
Amen.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.